Summertime. Written by Vanessa Lafay. Read by Ajwa Ando.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Historical note. Life in the Florida Keys of the 1930s was easy compared to many other places during the Great Depression. Although people lacked most of the modern conveniences we consider necessary today, food was plentiful and winters were mild. Sun-seeking tourists were attracted to the glorious beaches, riding Henry Flagler's fantastic East Coast Railway all the way down to Key West. It was also a time of high racial tension. Jim Crow laws, which segregated every aspect of life, were in force and would face no serious legal challenge until 1950. Lynchings were commonplace across the South, and Florida had more of them in 1935 than any southern state. Even so, it is not hard to understand why a group of homeless, jobless, desperate World War I veterans would jump at the chance to join a public works project there, especially after they were denied their bonuses promised by the government. It was by far the best opportunity they had come across for years. The local people who had lived there for generations, known as conks, had to adjust to having these hard-drinking, disturbed, and even dangerous men living in their midst. Imagine the effect today if someone dumped 250 Veterans Administration hospital patients in a tiny, isolated, backward town with a brutal climate and no adequate facilities. You would expect there to be serious problems. The veterans did not...